This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the 40th chapter of Isaiah, Leroy shares a promise you can claim for anyone, anywhere, anytime. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today's passage contains a promise that I have been challenged to claim in prayer for two very different places. The promise comes from Isaiah 40, verses 4 and 5. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. For years, I have claimed that promise for Harvard University and for Camp Pendleton, the U.S. Marine base on the West Coast. Why those two places? Well, first, I know men in both places who are sharing the gospel and working to produce disciples of Jesus Christ, so I pray for them and what God is doing through them. The second reason is that these two places are almost exact opposites. At Harvard, people succeed on their individual effort. At Camp Pendleton, people are taught to function in a small, closely knit team and to rely on each other. At Harvard, almost everything is intellectual. At Camp Pendleton, almost everything is physical. Both places are very different in makeup, but similar because they are part of the harvest field in which Christ has called us to labor. Here's how I claim this promise in prayer. In the margin of my Bible, next to Isaiah 40, verse 4, I have written the names of several spiritual mountains that keep people from turning to God. These are the mountains of conceit, pride, prejudice against the Bible, stubbornness, rebellion, indifference, apathy, ignorance of the true nature of the gospel, love of sin, and fear of commitment. Before people will turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him, these mountains must be made low. So I pray for people at Harvard and at Camp Pendleton, and I ask the Lord to pull down these mountains and overcome these obstacles in the hearts of people who are hearing the gospel. I take these monthly prayer letters I receive from my friends working in these places and pray for people by name. There is nothing mysterious about claiming the promises of God in prayer. Have you ever prayed this way for your own city, the neighborhood where you live, your relatives, friends, and co-workers? Throughout the Bible, we see the Lord doing all He can to help people find the way into His kingdom. And He calls us to cooperate with Him through our personal witness and through prayer. Let me challenge you to begin today. Claim one promise for one person, and God will bless your prayers in a mighty way. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Daily Walk provides a helpful daily Bible reading guide and practical insights for your personal and family devotions. Write the Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a lesson from a man who kneeled down to a motorcycle as we study Isaiah chapters 44 through 48 on Daily Discipleship.